Hi everyone, it's Millie. I want to take a moment to address something that I think is bigger than just me, something that affects every young woman who grows up under public scrutiny. I think this is very necessary to talk about.
Really? And what would you like to talk about that's bigger than you? The current state of democracy in Europe? How the war in Ukraine could cause World War III? Please go ahead, I'm all ears.
I started in the industry when I was 10 years old. I grew up in front of the world, and for some reason, people can't seem to grow up with me.
So, the thing you wanted to talk about that's bigger than you is you.
Just like a woman!
By all means, then, tell us about you.
Instead, they act like I'm supposed to stay frozen in time, like I should still look the way I did on Stranger Things Season 1. And because I don't, I'm now a target.
A target of what? Don't tell me the FSB put out a hit on you.
I want to talk about some of the articles that have recently released while I'm on my press tour, and some of the writers who are so desperate to tear young women down.
Oh yes, how silly of me. Somebody wrote a mean article about you and hurt your fifis.
Pathetic.
One article reads, "Why are Gen Zers like Millie Bobby Brown aging so badly?"
Too much partying and doing too much baking soda, maybe? I don't know.
Written by Lydia Hawkin. "What has Millie Bobby Brown done to her face?" Written by John Eli.
"Look how old you've become."
"Millie Bobby Brown mistaken for someone's mum as she guides younger sister Ava through LA." Written by Cassie Carpenter. Another article reads, "Little Britain's Matt Lucas takes savage swipe at Millie Bobby Brown's new mummy makeover look." Written by Bethann Edwards. Amplifying an insult rather than questioning why a grown man is mocking a young woman's appearance. This isn't journalism. This is bullying. The fact that adult writers are spending their time dissecting my face, my body, my choices.
What?
The fact that adult writers
are
spending their time dissecting my face, my body, my choices.
You're kidding, right?
Stop it. Get some help.
Sweetie, you're 21 years old and you're married. You are an adult, which means, just like Greta Thunberg, you can't use being underage to escape criticism anymore.
How dare
you! And it's actually funny. You started this video saying you're a grown woman and people refuse to grow up with you. Then later in the video, you're like, "How dare adults criticize me?" As if you're still a kid.
The hypocrisy, Willie, is so amazing.
Well, newsflash, Miss Hollywood celebrity. Getting criticized is part of being an adult.
It's disturbing. And the fact that some of these articles are written by women makes it even worse.
Oh wow, you just realized that women hate on other women. Yet another perk of growing up. And newsflash again, Hollywood doesn't care about women. They care about whatever trend is making money. See, if Hollywood actually cared about women, they wouldn't have let Harvey Weinstein operate with impunity for decades. Plus the other Harvey Weinsteins that you don't know about and are still operating with impunity.
Bruh.
We always talk about supporting and uplifting young women, but when it comes down to it, it seems a lot easier to just tear them down for clicks. Disillusioned people can't handle seeing a girl become a woman on her terms, not their own. I refuse to apologize for growing up. I refuse to make myself smaller to fit the unrealistic
Shut up, bitch!
Sweetie, let me let you in on a little secret.
Nobody cares!
Literally, none of us give a crap about your first world problems. Now let me let you in on another secret.
Ma'am, you're average looking at best.
You were an average looking kid in season one of Stranger Things. Now, you're an average-looking woman whose acting skills are also average at best. And there's nothing wrong with that, but see, that feeling you're getting right now is the wall getting closer.
I am inevitable.
So you should really stop worrying about the trolls and enjoy your last 5 minutes of fame before a younger woman inevitably takes your spotlight.
And that's the bottom line, 'cause Stone Cold said so.